The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. I feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize and fulfill their lives to the absolute fullest.
And that usually means that you need to reduce your butt. Okay, so I was thinking the other day, I want to rent one of those bicycles that they have downtown in Minneapolis and go bicycling, but...
Yeah, that's a great idea.
But it's too hot outside. I also want to put the top down on my convertible, but my hair may blow. So those are my two big butts for the week.
I think your butt is getting really big. I think your butt's... I do. I think you're...
I think it is,
like,
too.
You need to reduce that butt and really get with it, girl, because enjoy life. So if you because if you want to do something, you can't let age stand in your way. You can't let a little heat stand in your way. I mean, that's what makes you feel good, is just to go out and do whatever it comes to your mind, as long as it's legal.
Well,
I'll add that caveat.
Yeah. Does it have to be legal?
Yeah.
AgingButDangerous.com is about women being all they can be at any age, as you know. You and I say that all the time. And talk about women being all they can be. A great example of that is our next guest coming up today, and it's Lisa Etevold, and she is the owner and the empress of Tiger Sushi. She's going to educate us on sushi, how we can eat it and feel comfortable, and she will be telling us a lot about that later.
Wow, that's true.
And also, and you can take your dog there to her place.
Well, they have great parties. I mean, they have extremely fun, I mean, really fun and very crazy events. Things you've never been to before, I can guarantee you.
I know. And, okay, speaking of food, my little friend, what have you been eating lately?
Well, let me tell you that I am, I want to go back. I want to say something else about this, about, I went to one of their singles events. And, it's really that whole deal with their single event. I mean, I think Lisa's going to tell us about it, but it's a really good deal for women that are 50 to 70. So I can't wait to hear about that. Yes, what have I been eating? Okay, you're never going to believe this, but I have decided that the only thing safe to eat is Venetian blinds.
Oh, come on. That's crazy. What are you talking about?
No, I'm serious. I am so confused by all of the contradicting data that's out there, because it's, who knows what you really need to eat to help you stay healthy. One person says one thing, another person says another thing, and to be aging but dangerous, you have to invest energy in staying or even getting healthy. And that means eating healthy. And to me, it's a conundrum. There are just too many opposing theories out there for me to sort through it.
Well, yes, and what about the diet you just tried?
Oh, Jeannie, that diet is, that was the Duquesne. Well, you know what? I don't like that. I don't like the term diet.
Right, I don't either.
Diet. Okay, so let's call it an eating plan, because when Kate and William got married, there was so much buzz about how much weight she had lost. And it came out that she had been eating that Duquesne, that Dr. Duquesne had come up with this protein diet. And she'd gotten so thin. Of course, the fact that she's one third of our age, I'm sure, had a great deal to do with that. But so I I went on that Ducan eating plan, and I loved it. And Dr. Brost, who is, of course, in charge of my container, looking so fabulous, if I do say so myself, and being so healthy, I asked Dr. Brost at the Brost Clinic about it, and she had actually done it herself and found that she lost weight on it while staying healthy. So it's really worked well for me, and it's very heavy on the protein, and that's really the key to that whole Ducan eating plan. Now they call it the Ducan diet. Mm-hmm. What do you eat? What's been your success not success? I should say.
Well, right. Well, I tried that Ducan diet too, just like when you did, but it was not appropriate for my body. I did not feel that good on it. So as you and I keep talking about all the time, everybody's different. Everybody has a different way of eating that works for their body. Now, I just found out about this documentary the other day. It's called Forks Over Knives, and I love that diet. Forks are anything that you eat with a fork is good, and anything you eat with a knife that you have to cut is bad. Now, I went on it. There really were a lot of reviews on that, and there was quite a bit of information, but it is more like a vegan diet and plant-based. So it's back to that same thing. We just hear different things all the time, and these are two completely different ways.
Right, exactly. Opposites, the one book I read a book called The Schwarzbein Principle, and it was more in moderation. And you know what our mothers always said, everything in moderation, and that's really what I'm going to. And it's important that we as women, I mean, a part of what Aging But Dangerous is about is identifying our passions and finding purpose in our lives in the second half of life. And that's really important to be healthy. So I don't think it matters so much. I think it's about finding the thing that works best for you and then making sure you put the energy into it.
We have so many opportunities for women over 50, like our website, and we have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America.
All right, go to our website and you'll find something for you. But let's talk about our swarm, where ABD members gather at diverse venues for fun conversation, support, information, and education.
And our next swarm is at Sorella's, and it's a wine tasting swarm, and it's down at 1010 Washington Avenue South, Munchies from Mill City Market, and it should be great, great fun. To attend a swarm, go to agingbutdangerous.com, become a member, and we have all sorts of good perks.
Right, and you can meet other fantastic women who are going through exactly what you're going through. We are in dangerous territory, but we're sure having a ball being there.
We really are, and we really are starting a revolution. We want aging women to stand up for themselves and be heard. I mean, we're changing the way women everywhere live their lives, and we need everyone else to join us there.
Yes, we do, and we are having a great guest in from Tiger Sushi, and so stay tuned.
You have been listening to Jean and Suzanne with Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away, because we'll be right back with more juicy stories and sizzling topics.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet or 18,000 or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sites to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tblleaders.com.
This is Lisa Edival, the sushi empress of Tiger Sushi. I love to shop and I love to eat sushi. And that's what led me to open Tiger Sushi at the Mall of America. Everything there on my menu is made from scratch, and every one of my amazing dipping sauces is lovingly handcrafted by my chefs. And if you're vegetarian or gluten-free, I have a special menu just for you. It's patio weather, finally! Join me outside this summer on my gorgeous patio at Tiger Sushi 2 in Uptown. We're always dog-friendly there. And you can book my patio for your party for free for groups of 25 to 100 people. Just call Tiger Sushi or contact me on my website at www.tigersushiusa.com.
So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates. And we have a very fishy guest today.
We have with us Lisa Etevold. And as we said earlier in the program, she is the owner and the empress, we love saying that, of Tiger Sushi. And Lisa, we are very, very excited to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here. This is fun.
I know. This is such a great topic because we've been talking about health. The question I would like to ask you is, I really like sushi, but I don't like it raw. And I don't know.
You're not alone. There's a lot of people that don't really go for the raw fish idea.
I love it, but sorry, that's not what
they
we're
love
talking
the
about.
Idea of sushi and the clean eating and the fish and the huge amount of nutrition in it and the freshness and the artistry in it and all of that, but they just don't want to eat raw fish. And what I have to say to them is, you have a home at Tiger Sushi because you don't need to have your sushi filled with raw fish. Sushi means vinegared rice. People think it means raw fish. Nonsense. We can put cooked fish in your sushi, and we often do. If you want vegetarian sushi made with just vegetables, we do that beautifully. So don't ever be afraid of going to a sushi restaurant and having great, fabulous sushi because you don't want to eat raw fish. Just tell your server.
So is sushi not the fish itself? Sushi is...
Sushi, the word sushi is Japanese, and it means vinegared rice. And that's... So everything kind of revolves around the vinegared rice. So
because it's wrapped in that, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, it's always
exactly.
wrapped in that vinegared
exactly.
rice.
Exactly, and that's a way that in the olden days they used to preserve the fish with using that vinegar. It created this natural preservative.
Wow.
There's a little lesson in sushi.
That's very interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah.
What about the salmon? We have talked about salmon before here on the show, and I do love salmon.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And... with sushi, first of all, let me just say that the grade of salmon used in our sushi bars is so much higher than what you would get just in the supermarket or anywhere. We are buying, when I presented with a list from my fish purveyor, there are 50 or 60 levels of salmon that you can buy, and they're all different price points. Well, we are buying a very, very high grade of salmon. That's why it tastes good. That's why it's better for you. That's why it's fresher. Yes, it's a little more expensive, but believe me, you're getting the nutrition. Not all salmon is created equal. The wild salmon, known as like sockeye salmon or Copper River salmon or all those wild salmons, they are like 5 times more nutritious than just regular Atlantic salmon. If you're going to buy salmon and eat salmon, go for that wild salmon. I always say it is like a facelift.
Oh, that, I love that.
It's so good for your skin. It's like you just had a facelift. The omega-3s are just, you know.
Well, and just here not long ago, I had been doing some research on the internet, and I just even mentioned this on the show a few weeks ago. where I went, and I never buy canned anything, but I bought some canned wild salmon because they said on the internet, my daughter says, don't believe everything you read on the internet, mother, but they said that it was okay, that it was just as good, and I thought, well, I'm going to have this wild organic salmon in my cabinet that I can eat whenever I want salmon because I love salmon.
Yeah.
And then I opened it up and I told you it was like no flavor whatsoever. It was horrible. I have to throw it out. It's not any good.
Yeah. And I can imagine. I mean, good for you that you're buying salmon first of all, you know. Yeah. But yes, it does lose an enormous amount of flavor. I mean, the salmon that comes into our sushi restaurant is so incredibly fresh. You know, it's days from the boat. With every day that goes by, it loses flavor and it loses nutrition. And you know, people say, why does your sushi taste so good? Well, it's because I'm buying a better level and it's fresh. It's really, really fresh and it's really good for you that way.
You say you could have a gluten-free.
Yeah, you know, fish is part of the health of sushi, but the other part that is a big, big, big deal is the gluten-free aspect of it. We all know how gluten makes us feel. We're learning all about it. Sushi doesn't have gluten. Rice doesn't have gluten. So when you're eating sushi, you are eating clean food. Your body loves it. It loves to metabolize it. It's just good for you. Whether you have it cooked or raw, doesn't matter.
And that's very exciting because I know I watch the gluten. I think a lot of people do. Lisa, you have two very fun parties or events coming up, don't you?
Yes, I do, and I can't wait to tell you about them. First of all, the first event is for single people, and especially for single people ages 50 to 70.
We love that.
I just turned 50 myself. I have been doing these singles events at my restaurant, Tiger Sushi 2, in the Uptown area, for about 3 years now, and they have really grown. And the people that come are, it's not a meat market. It's a very quality, very affluent group. They're very respectful. And I am the Sushi Empress matchmaker. I try to get everybody together. This event is being held at Tiger Sushi 2 next Thursday, June 21st, out on my patio. In a minute, I'll tell you how to get information on it. The second event is the following week. It's an event I've been doing for 4 summers now. It's called Doggies Dig Sushi 2, and it's a fundraiser. If you're a dog lover, you've got to come out to this event. You bring the dogs. We have platters and platters of doggy sushi that we feed the pooches with chopsticks. We have a paw reader that goes around and reads your dog's paw.
Oh, that's darling.
It's
darling.
We have tons of wonderful sponsors for this event. It is just a blast. To get information on either one of these events, all you need to do is go to my website, tigersushi.com, www.tigersushiusa.com. There's a little tab that says Contact Us. Just tell me I want more information about that singles night, or I want more information about the Doggies Dig Sushi 2, and it will come to you in your email box. We'll send you all that you need to know.
And what are the dates again?
The singles night for ages 50 to 70 is June 21st, and the Doggies Dig Sushi 2 is June 26th and June 27th. You can choose from 2 nights.
And these are in Uptown, and you have another location besides Uptown.
We do. We have our location, my first location that's inside the Mall of America. And I've had that one for about 8 or 9 years now. It's kind of losing track. And the Uptown location is on Lindale Avenue and 28th.
Oh, that's great. And Suzanne and I have been to your restaurants, and we love them. You have been listening to Gene and Suzanne with Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away because we'll be right back with more juicy stories and sizzling topics.
People tend to tease so-called senior citizens about their forgetfulness. You'll never forget the great service you receive at McCarthy Cadillac in Roseville. When it comes to automobiles, McCarthy does it all. If you're looking for a new Cadillac, McCarthy has been the number one volume dealer in the state for 23 consecutive years. If you're looking for a quality used vehicle, McCarthy has hundreds of them, so you'll find virtually every make and model, both foreign and domestic. Visit McCarthy Cadillac today or go online at McCarthyAuto.com.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that mean nothing.
Here too and henceforth, the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdo Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Visit Lohman.com or call Margie Bodas at 612-336-9329.
Gina, you look so happy and healthy lately. Have you had some work done?
Yes, actually. On my back and my feet and...
What?
I've been going to the Bros Clinic, one of the largest chiropractic and natural healthcare centers in the Midwest. Their services help me feel my best without surgery or medications. Plus, I received a free consultation for mentioning this ad.
But aren't you in the ad?
Get on the road to optimum health. Visit the Bros Clinic in Wayzata or Medina and at thebrosclinic.com.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com.
We are back, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and we are so grateful that you have joined us this morning.
And wasn't it great to hear about Tiger Sushi?
It was. It was. And you know what? I love that. I love that place. And the people that work there are awesome. You talk about extreme fun. Those events they have are just awesome.
I know. And you know what, Suzanne? She's one of our members, and we are very proud of her. She does a lot of things. And these parties, I mean, you've been to one of those before, haven't you?
I have. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. And when I went there, it was to the singles event. Well, actually, I went to both of them. But I love the singles event because it really felt safe. It felt very appropriate for me to be there. A friend of mine who was over 70 went with me. And you're never too old to rock and roll. And that was just the kind of the vibe, is that it was great people watching.
I know, and I want to go. I want to go.
I know. Well, you can come.
I could be a house mother, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Be the house mother?
Right.
Since I've been married for 50 years?
Yes, exactly. But you can be, I think that's a great idea. And you could even bring a dog, because to the sushi, you probably shouldn't bring a dog to the singles night. But the singles night is awesome. I encourage everybody to go, and you can even bring a dog to, you could borrow a dog and bring it to sushi with Poochie or whatever that's called.
Doggies dig sushi. Doggies dig sushi, yeah.
I love that.
Didn't you tell me that one of the dogs changed outfits like 3 times that day?
I did. There were 2 little chihuahuas, and they brought 3 different outfits to that party, and it was a riot. And then at the end of the party, there is a big surprise that is just a blast, and I can't tell you what it is.
Well, because come on, tell us.
You have to go and see for yourself. But I just think it's so many times when you're aging but dangerous, you have all these, well, your butt gets big. Well, I'd go, but I don't have a dog, or I'd go to the singles thing, but I don't want to go by myself. Well, let me tell you, it's a wonderful evening, and if you want to get out and have a delightful evening, you have no excuses.
And as Lisa said, you can't meet somebody sitting on the sofa.
That's exactly right. But you know what? Do you think she'd be upset if I took a cat?
Oh, come on. Of course. You can't do that. Don't be a little troublemaker. That's a little troublemaker.
I like being a troublemaker.
I know
you
do. You
know that by now.
I know you do.
Well, I just had this vision of walking in there, and I know cats do walk on leashes, and I could walk on there with a cat, and then it would be like, it would change the whole dynamic, I think, though.
Well, probably would, but we can't do it.
Well, all right. All right. I promise I'll behave myself, but we'll see you at those events, and you'll just, I promise you, you will be so happy that you put the effort into attending. And there's another topic here I want to throw out, and that is this Cadillac. Cadillac is one of our great sponsors, McCarthy Cadillac, and my son loves that new XTS, and it's not even there yet. They're waiting for it to be delivered every day, and he loves that car because it is so fast, and of course, as you know, our family has a need for speed.
Runs in the family.
Yeah, and ask the police in my neighborhood if you don't believe me. So my recommendation is to go drive one of those new Cadillacs, because it's not just for older people. Young people love that car, and I think that saying, it's not your daddy's caddy, really applies to this new XTS, and it should be there any day now. So if you're out and about this weekend, call them and make sure it's there, and then go by and sniff it.
And then after your drive in that new Cadillac, let us know what's on your mind and what you want us to talk about on the ABD Sizzle Show. Go to info@agingbutdangerous.com. And also, what is your personal revolution?
Right, and definitely also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/agingbutdangerous. And like us. Give us the thumbs up.
And while you're liking us, tell us on our Facebook page what you're going to do this summer.
Right, we'd love to hear what's going on in your life. And also, if you're planning a trip, be sure and call the hotline at Travel Leaders. Travel Leaders is one of our sponsors, and they are so wonderful and so knowledgeable. And if you have something planned this summer, they can really make you get your bang for your buck by their extreme knowledge. And their number is 651-789-8862. I think I'll repeat that, 651-789-8862.
And also, talk about a mini vacation. I mean, if you're going to go on a mini vacation, or if you're not, if you don't have any place to go, then come out to our Martini Jump Skydive. And that's going to be at Westside Skydivers, just west of the Twin Cities. And oh my gosh, Suzanne, you know how fun that is. We have broken a record, world record, 2 years ago with 107 women, and now we're going to break another world record with 125.
Right, but we need the help of everybody out there to come and join us. Anybody who's ever had this on their bucket list, well, now's the time to do it on July 14th.
That's right, and go to our website to sign up. And Suzanne, I really want to read these. I found these testimonials from a couple of jumpers last year, and one of them said, I quote, "At the time I hated the rut I was letting myself fall into. I had a lousy job. I had an unhappy marriage. I was letting my husband and children dictate my life and lifestyle. I needed to shake up my world, prove to myself I could do anything!" Exclamation mark. This other woman said, "I did not have it on my bucket list, but when the opportunity arose among a group of fun women, I decided, why not? It was a blast." So we really get a lot of those heartfelt emails.
Well, and women are very grateful for the opportunity that we offer them to participate in this. So go to our website and sign up to be part of this amazing day. That is agingbutdangerous.com. We can send you more information, and you can find out more that's about that whole event and that whole day. Thank you for your body and your brain this morning. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Join us next week at 9:30, same place.
And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.